Alt NPR.
The following is an installment of Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
You are not going to believe what happened to me last night.
All right, try me.
I am in this bar in Adams Morgan. I'm sitting there having a beer. I look up. Into the bar walks a Chinese midget.
Midget.
Yeah.
Straight out of Ashcroft's secret underground child porn faking to catch the blowjobbers project.
This is all I can think of. So I turn to him and I say, "Hey, you know, you look familiar. Are you an actor?" He says, "Yeah, I am actually an actor." And I'm like, "Oh, okay. Maybe have I seen one of your films?" So he says, "Well, they're very obscure." So I decided at this point, I'm just gonna go for it. So I said, "Well, that's really interesting, because speaking of very obscure films, I met a guy a couple of weeks ago in a bar who was also telling me about very obscure films. These films were actually faked child pornography involving midgets, filmed in the basement of the Justice Department. You wouldn't by chance be talking about those kind of obscure films, would you?"
Wow, you really did go for it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this stuff keeps happening to me, man. I'm totally freaked out at this point, so I can't take it anymore. You know, I want to know what's going on. So he takes a sip of his drink. He looks at me and he says, "Aha, you must be the guy that got cameraman Danny disappeared." So I'm like, "Disappeared? Uh-huh. Well, maybe we shouldn't be continuing this conversation." And he says, no, it's okay. Cameraman Danny didn't know what he was talking about. And I am big midget porn star.
So what else did you learn then about Operation Chastity Belt?
Oh, man. It goes a lot deeper than even we had any idea. First of all, this guy, besides being this great world-renowned midget porn star, is also a secret agent from the Chinese government.
He told you this.
Yes. Ever since Nixon, the Chinese have been infiltrating all aspects of American government. But around the mid-1990s, there started to be some disagreements in the Chinese Politburo about how effective this infiltration of the government was. And now, fortuitously, the timing of which Ashcroft resigns is followed shortly thereafter by a secret meeting in Beijing. And this guy that I'm sitting next to at the bar says he was there. Now, the number two guy in the Politburo, whose name is Hu Bangyu, stands up in the middle of his Politburo meeting and says, "This spying on the government is not doing us any good. We've watched them for decades. They don't know what they're doing. They screw everything up. And yet, they're still the number one country in the world. How can this be?" So Hu Bangyu stands up in the middle of his Politburo meeting, and he's holding a copy of the U.S. Constitution. He says, "Comrades, we have been spying on the wrong group of people. The Constitution of the United States says that this is the government of, by, and for the people. We have been spying on the government, but what we should be spying on is the American people. That is where their secret power lies." So this statement by Hu Bangyu causes all this pandemonium in the Politburo meeting. And people start to argue back and forth about whether this is a good idea, does he know what he's talking about, etc., etc. This is a really radical idea. They've been, you know, spying on the American government now for three decades. So this guy, this midget actor porn star guy, who's at the meeting, realizes this is my chance. So he climbs up onto the table and addresses the rest of the Politburo meeting. He says, "Comrades, I have infiltrated Operation Chastity Belt." And then he explains that Operation Chastity Belt is built on this infrastructure with the NSA spying on all of the American people. And he says, "I am in this operation. I have access to all the data. We can funnel that data out. We can do exactly what Comrade Hu Bang Yu is suggesting. We will monitor every phone call, every email, every website, all the electronic transmissions made by the American people."
So I'm confused, though. Why exactly is the Chinese government interested in listening to every phone call, every conversation that the American people is having?
I asked him the same thing, and he says, "We want to understand what makes America number one. Then Chinese can copy and make America number two."
So it's a world domination plan.
Absolutely. So I said, "Okay, you've got all this data, all this traffic, phone calls, emails, blah, blah, blah. What could you possibly learn from all of that?" And he says, "Well, we gathered all the data, we analyzed it, and it proved one thing to us conclusively. Americans want to spend as much money as they don't have on things they don't need as fast as they possibly can."
And that's our secret power. We are wasteful, slovenly spenders.
Yes, because that drives the economy. Our superpower is super consumerism.
You know, obviously the Chinese are good at copying things, but correct me if I'm wrong here, it seems like this would be an extremely difficult task for them in that the Chinese people don't really spend. In fact, you know, there's a joke about how families will save not only for their children, but for their children's children rather than spend, say, at the mall like the way we do.
He said exactly the same thing. So they have a different mentality, and it's going to be a difficult thing to transform that and get the Chinese people to start spending money. But they think they have an idea of how they can do this. When they went through the data of Operation Chastity Belt, looking through all the phone calls, all the emails, all the websites, all the blogs, they found that the number one topic that Americans were talking about was contest-based reality TV shows like American Idol. Now, interestingly, last year in China, there was the most popular show on Chinese television was a contest-based reality TV show called Supergirl. So the plan of action is to build upon this, and rather than Supergirl, they would have a reality-based TV show called Super Shopper.
So they don't need to do like a point the guns at them to get them to shop.
No, I mean, you don't need a revolution if you have reality TV.
You've been listening to Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Alt, NPR.